My name is Ben Lynch. I went to Amley High School. I played football at UC Berkeley and then went on to play in the NFL. And I have to say I was a little bit distracted for the last 10 or so minutes trying to name our 12 months backwards. I got to October, but I cheated and I used that paper and pencil. I'm always curious about the start of the football season, when we're going to first hear about concussions. And I think it's already happened. Wes Welker had his third concussion in a very short period of time. Wes Welker's a great wide receiver, and it's been a big story lately. And sometimes we hear about these stories, and the stories fade away. And for me, this issue has really hit home. I played against guys like Junior Seau and a defensive tackle named Shane Drenette, and both of those guys took their own lives, and they were later diagnosed with chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which is really the traumatic brain injury. I also played against a guy named Steve Gleason, and Steve was diagnosed with ALS, which has also been associated with traumatic brain injury. And I look at these guys, and I can't help but wonder what's on my horizon, what's on my teammates' horizons. And I'm a little bit embarrassed to tell you guys that I didn't know what a concussion was until I was done with my football career. And when I was doing my football career, I picked up a book called Head Games. And this book, Head Games, was written by a guy named Chris Nowinski. And Chris played football at Harvard, and like all Harvard graduates, he went on to wrestle in the WWE. Chris had a history of head injuries, and he documented his own history and what he went through to get answers. And it was really interesting for me to read this book. And when I read the book and I learned what a concussion was, it took me back to a time that I remember during training camp with the 49ers. And when I was in training camp is no fun. You're out in the heat. We were at Stockton at University of Pacific at the time, and it was 100 degrees out. We were practicing twice a day in pads, hitting each other, and it was a long month of training camp. And I woke up one morning, and I didn't want to go to practice. And not like, I'm sore, I need a day off. It was like, I didn't want to go to practice. I didn't care what my teammates thought. I didn't care what my coaches thought. I didn't care if I got a paycheck or not. And I remember laying in bed thinking, you know what, suck it up today. You're going to wake up tomorrow and you're going to feel better. I sucked it up that day. The next day I felt the same way. And the day after that I felt the same way. And I thought, you know what, there's something going on here. I don't know what it is. And, you know, the NFL locker room, it's not a very touchy-feely place. So if I expressed these feelings to somebody, I didn't expect a hug in the locker room. And I was embarrassed to share what I was going through with the training staff and the team doctor. So instead of going to them, I went away from the football team and talked to another doctor. And through talking to that doctor, nothing was linked to head injury, but I was given medication. After a few months, slowly my symptoms resolved. And what got me into this whole concussion thing is that when I went through that, I was probably 28 years old, and I couldn't make heads or tails of what was going on. And I think to myself, what about a 5-year-old playing Pop Warner football going through this? What about an 8-year-old? What about a 13-year-old? If I can't make sense of this when I'm 28 years old, how are these kids able to make sense of this? And that's why I want to bring awareness to this issue. And it's a big deal. And it's funny because I share that story about training camp with some of my former teammates, and it took me, I wasn't comfortable sharing that story just because of the, whatever we view as being manly or macho in the NFL. When I started sharing that story, surprisingly, a large percentage of my teammates had a similar story. So I think that we're starting to learn just how prevalent this is. And I really think that we need to change the culture of sports. And we've talked about football for me, but this is something that affects female athletes as much as male athletes. And there's a much greater incidence of reported concussions in women's high school basketball than there is in men's high school basketball. And the same with women's soccer versus men's soccer in high school. So this is very much a female issue as well. And, you know, we got to look at head injuries like we look at any other injury. You know, for me, when I was in training camp, because I wasn't on crutches, I didn't have a cast or a scar, I thought that it wasn't a valid injury. But a head injury, a brain injury, is no different than a torn ACL or a twisted ankle. When you start treating these injuries the same way, we got to change the culture so it's okay to talk about the emotional aspect. And that's something I wasn't comfortable with. But hopefully through this awareness, we can bring about some of these changes in terms of talking about the emotional aspect and recognizing these things. And the two things we heard throughout the discussion with the medical professionals were, I think there are really two questions we're still trying to figure out. And is it, how do we recognize a concussion when it happens? I mean, some, they're very easy to identify. Somebody's knocked unconscious on the field, but now that we know it doesn't take being knocked unconscious to suffer a concussion. So really that first question is, how do I identify concussions? And that falls upon everybody. You know, it falls upon the referees on the field, the teammates, the player himself or herself, and recognizing when maybe they aren't feeling so great. It falls upon coaches. And the second big question we have to figure out is, when is it safe to return to play? And that's not a parental decision. It's not a coaching decision. I don't care what level you're playing on. I mean, you saw legislation being passed in high school now, but that goes from the NFL down to Pop Warner. These are serious injuries, and a parent can't determine, a coach can't determine whether it's the first game of the season, the most important game of the season. Your brain is too important to put at risk. So we got to figure out when it's safe to return to play, and we have to rely on medical professionals to do that. And I think in changing this culture, by talking about these things, you guys, I'm happy that you guys turned out, because a lot of times people don't turn out until it's their own child or somebody that they know and care about that suffers a concussion. So you guys can spread the word about this, because a lot of people don't pay attention to this issue until one of their loved ones suffers a concussion. So I'm glad you came out. And again, you know, let's try to figure out how we can identify concussions and always leave it to a medical professional to determine when it's safe to return to play. And now I'll turn it back over to Congressman Thompson.